Last week, I was flying back from a visit to Utah on Delta. We were in the air, and I just ripped open the large bag of peanuts that would be my only food for 5 hours when the pilot came on and said, "We have a person with a serious peanut allergy on board. Would you please wrap up any peanuts you have and tuck them away in the deepest part of your carry-on?" Or words to that effect. I panicked. I actually brought the peanuts back to the stewardess, realizing that in so doing, I'd exposed people throughout the plane. Would I be sending a child into anaphylactic shock? Then, 2 days later, Jeremy got a text from a friend who heard the same in-the-air announcement on another flight. What's going on? Is this new policy? Well, it's definitely a campaign by our next guest. Leanne Mandelbaum's son is severely allergic to peanuts. She started the website nonuttraveler.com and advocates for changes in airline policy like the one apparently Delta undertook on my flight. And not everyone is happy. Leanne joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
And Leanne, Forbes reports that one airline did change after you couldn't board with your 9-year-old, Joshua. This was United Airlines?
Yes, the change is not really one that I am happy with because basically they used to do nothing, so you couldn't get an announcement. And now what their policy says is in some circumstances they will. So the issue with this, as with so many other airlines, is that how do you know? You know, is it going to be the crew that will make it? Who's making the decision? Who will make the announcement? Is someone in corporate making that decision? Is someone at the gate making the decision? How can you book your ticket not knowing which crew you're going to get, which gate agent you're going to get? So it's progress. It's from nothing to something. But I still do not feel comfortable.
Well, let's explain what happened to you. You were boarding with your child in Denver to go to Newark, and the gate agent said the crew would not make an onboard announcement about your son's allergy, which contradicted what you'd been told when you called United before boarding. You did ask. That's what actually spawned this whole movement that you started, this website. But explain to people who may not know, what would happen to your son if he inhaled the dust that comes off peanuts as dust comes off all foods from somebody else eating them on the plane?
You know, for me, it's more about being careful as far as the contact goes. Peanut protein is particularly robust. It can last. There's a study out there that says up to 110 days, and it's still robust. So if you have a small child or even an adult, how many times do you put your hand in your mouth?
And your point is you could put your hand on an armrest where somebody had just eaten peanuts.
That's right. And now it's in your system, you know. So not everyone who has a food allergy has an airborne allergy, although there are many. And I have reports of children going into anaphylactic shock from inhalation.
And explain what that is. What happens?
That is where you basically, your throat closes down. My son, who's now 10, he described it as somebody strangling him and please get the arms off his throat and please don't let him die today. It's like you're choking to death, yeah. But you can't remove the object.
Yeah, it swells up. There's itchiness. There's rashes. Their lips can swell to double their size. But most important, they're not able to breathe.
Yes.
But we are seeing now that the policies for the airlines are all over the place. Some are
they
much better than others. Remind us.
You know, Delta, if you notify them, they will make an announcement just like you heard. We only fly JetBlue. Personally, they do not serve peanuts. They have tree nuts in, I think, one or two of their snack boxes, but they are for sale. So it's not something that the entire plane gets. And they create a buffer zone. So one row ahead of us, one row behind us on both sides of the plane. And they will ask the people in that area not to take out any nut product. And they also make sure that we pre-board and are able to clean the area because you really have to clean down the light switch, the armrest, the tray table, any place your child could really touch, the seatbelt.
Well, this is pretty remarkable. You are pushing for things like buffer zones and for announcements on air for people not to open peanuts and for pre-boarding so that people like you can get on and clean the plane. This is a lot of work to travel with someone with a peanut allergy. What do you say to people who say, and they do say it to you, I understand from your blogs, that you're also causing so much trouble by traveling with someone with a peanut allergy that you shouldn't?
I would say put yourselves in my shoes. we do deserve, just like anybody else that has a disability, to be able to travel safely. What about when a family member is on their deathbed or there's a funeral that you need to attend? Or I've had a story on my website of a military family. And, you know, he gets his orders from the DOD. They need to travel. Flying's the only way to get there on time. Here he is willing to sacrifice, you know, his time, his energy, and quite frankly, what may end up being his life for fellow American citizens. And these fellow citizens find it hard to give up 2 hours flight, 5 hours flight without a nut. I mean, how is that okay? You know, if it was your child and there was rat poison, you know, on the school playground, like, what wouldn't you do to keep them away from that? And, you know, it's one thing on the ground, but when you are in the air and you're 35,000 feet from medical care, once you have the EpiPen, it's not all over.
Now, let's remind people, the EpiPen is, it's like a vaccine.
It's an auto-injector. Yeah. So there's, right now, there's the EpiPen and the Avacu, and you stab the child or the adult in the thigh, and it relieves the symptoms. There are cases where it doesn't work. There are cases where the attack comes back. So that's why you see emergency landings many times when they've used it.
But still, you'd like to have EpiPens on airplanes. I mean, they have defibrillators on many, so why not an EpiPen?
Yes, and in fact, I am part of a coalition of the three largest allergy groups in the United States. And one of the things we're asking for is the auto ejectors on planes. And I think that it's really a public safety issue, because some of the stories that I have are from children or adults that don't know they have a nut allergy. So you still see nuts being served, right, as a snack on many airlines. And so what if it's that person that doesn't have their own auto injector? What then? And then you think about, if I think into the future in my mind, I think, what if my son is a teenager, he's traveling by himself, and he gets exposed and he passes out and he can't give himself his own auto injector? Wouldn't I want that flight attendant to be able to recognize the signs of an allergic attack and have something they can do?
Well, but I'm going to argue the other side, though, which American seems to be doing. American doesn't serve peanuts, but it won't take any other steps to address nut allergies. They will not make an announcement. They won't provide buffer zones. And they make the point that others might agree with, that it gives a false sense of comfort. They really can't tell if somebody has peanuts. It's an airplane, after all. It's not, you know, a prison. They can't tell. And so why should they give you the false sense that you will be safe if you won't?
Great question. This is a lot of the argument that is thrown our way. But you see, as a food allergy parent, no one can guarantee your environment. And I can guarantee you that even if you tell me that you're not serving nuts and you're going to make an announcement, I'm not going to think the environment is safe. But I'm going to mitigate my child's risk. And that's all we're looking for, is risk reduction. When you tie our hands effectively, which is what American does, and I also have several stories on my website and stories that have been told to me of families thrown off American or threatened to be thrown off for even asking for the announcement or telling the rows in front and behind them. You know, when you start having conversations like that, it doesn't make the environment guaranteed, but I have a story of a college student that has an anaphylactic allergy. Someone sat next to him on an airline that doesn't allow announcements and opened up a trail mix, and the nut flew up in his nose because it was just one of those freak things where you open the bag and he went into anaphylaxis. Now, something like that, when you are allowed to have an announcement and tell the people around you, is preventable. So it's not that, you know, I don't expect anyone to police other passengers, but when you walk on a plane and they're telling you right away, you can't get on early. So you're like scrambling, you know, while there are a million people in the aisle and you don't know if you're cleaning properly. And as I said, the nut protein is particularly robust. You can't tell the people around you, so they can't read your mind. And then, you know, you just get disdain and insults from the crew, which happens a lot. You know, then you can't fly. You know, the Air Carrier Access Act was created with the intention of allowing all people with disabilities to fly and fly safely.
That's Leanne Mandelbaum. She is, as you've been hearing, an advocate for airline passengers with nut allergies, including her son, and her website is nonuttraveler.com. She has some legislation pending. We'll follow this story. Leanne, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And by the way, that legislation pending in the Senate would require airlines to carry EpiPens or other so-called adrenaline injectors on all flights. But should peanuts just be banned? I'm thinking I'm not going to bring them anymore. It's not worth the risk. But we'd love to hear your thoughts. Hereandnow.org.